Welcome to And With Your Spirit, a homily podcast that takes preaching out of the sanctuary and moves it into your daily life. Let us make ourselves open to the voice of Christ and the movement of the Holy Spirit, that we might be transformed.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. We continue through the Acts of the Apostles with our reading tonight from Acts chapter 14. It basically is what the early church did. It's just a history book or like a bulletin, if we would say today, right? Or social media posts. If they took all that stuff from us and made the book of Acts, you know, for us, what would it look like? Tonight we get to hear more about what Paul and Barnabas do as they go around trying to preach the good news. For the times where we have failed to live or to preach the good news, let us call to mind our sins. This past Easter, someone left a gift basket for the House of Discernment and a gift basket for me at the parish over at Corpus Christi. And the card said two names on it, a husband and a wife. And I'm pretty sure I know who it is from our parish. It just had first names. I think it's from our parish, and I think it's them. But the basket was one of the best Easter baskets I've ever gotten. And the house guys, it was really good too. It had Libs candy and multiple iterations of Libs candy, which is not cheap. It had beef jerky, and I'm not talking like Slim Jims, I'm talking like the good stuff, right? The beef jerky was my lunch today. Like, that's how good it was, right? It had scratch-offs, and not the $1 ones, the $5 cards, multiple of them. And inside the Easter egg in my basket was a $100 bill. Not bad for Easter, right? Baked goods and toys and candles. I used part of it for my niece for Easter as a present. It was a great Easter basket. Fantastic. And the one that they got was great too. On the card, it said, you know, Happy Easter. And then let's say John and Jane, no last name. And it said, P.S. Do not send us a thank you note. Do not send us a thank you note. I began to write a thank you note because the basket was so good. And then I thought, they don't want one. And I put it away, right? And since Easter, I've been wanting to write them a thank you note to thank them for the basket. Because when someone does something for you, how can you not want to do something back, especially when it's so unexpected and so nice? In the first reading tonight, Barnabas and Paul are traveling around and talking about what they've experienced in their life of faith. They get pushed out of cities and brought into others, and finally they're in Lystra tonight. When they're in Lystra, they see a man who's not able to stand. Paul says, "Get up," and the guy stands on both feet. And everyone who's there looks at this miracle and says, "Oh my God, you, Paul and Barnabas, you must be gods that have come down from heaven," and they begin to worship these men. And Paul and Barnabas don't say, "Oh, well, thank you," right? They tear their clothes, trying to get them to stop giving them praise. And instead, Paul says, "No, no, no. If you want to offer something back, offer something to God instead." I guess the only way that I can thank this couple for this Easter basket is to thank God instead. And I wonder if that's actually, in fact, not a whole lot better than a thank you note.